I can't believe it. Welcome back to Formation. We've been missing for a while, and we have missed these conversations with you. I'm here with Shannon Moore and Kara Watts, and we are excited to be in this new set. Yes?
Yeah, I like it.
Very sophisticated. Kind of putting the pressure on us now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a little more homespun before. And now we've got a wonderful new set, and we have an interesting book that we want to discuss with you over the next few weeks. So we're so glad you're here for this conversation about Bible stories. We're talking about a book written by Josh Scott, a pastor in Nashville. Bible Stories for Grownups is the book. We would recommend it to you, and we're going to be moving through some Bible stories, sort of demonstrate for you what he thinks might be missing and how adults deal with stories in the Bible that we may have been taught as young people. Who do you remember teaching you Bible stories?
Oh, gosh. I had Sunday school teachers. My third grade teacher, Miss Dale, would read us a Bible story after lunch every day. We would come in after lunch, put our heads on our desk, and she would read a Bible story at school. I remember that. Those are the main ones, Sunday school teachers, and I just love the word Bible story. There's something about that that is sort of...
Comforting. What about you?
My parents told a lot of Bible stories, or we read, like, I'd have a children's Bible and would read those stories. But also just, I was at church every Sunday, and we would hear those stories over and over and over and over again. So I don't remember specific. I remember going all the way up to the third floor. That seemed like a really long walk. But that's where I heard those stories.
I would suspect that anyone fortunate enough to grow up in the church, as the three of us did, had a steady diet of Bible stories taught by people who loved the Bible. And as we know now, edited out some very problematic things in Bible stories. There's a lot of violence in Bible stories.
And maybe added in some things that weren't in the Bible.
Don't you have an example of that?
Yeah.
Or do you want to tell us about that?
No, we'll wait.
Okay, all right. All right, yes. So we have received this inheritance of Bible stories that are rich and impact our lives. And those heroes that we read about inspire us, teach us that God can do anything through ordinary people with faith. But also we have sifted out some of the difficult edges. And so what Josh Scott does in this book is he invites us as adults to change the lens through which we receive those much-loved Bible stories, and not to feel guilty about pushing aside the interpretations that we have inherited across our lives. We're going to talk in our next session about how we heard the story of Noah and the flood and how that story was told and what that story, if we look at all the details as they are in Scripture, what that story speaks into our lives today. But we have softened the edges. I remember when Ben, my son who is 44, when I would read Ben Bible stories, I would go to the Bible story book. And then I would see, well, how did they treat that one thing? And are they including that detail? And I think it was the first time, because I had a child, that I really struggled with, well, a lot of people are dying in this Bible story, and how am I going to explain that to Ben?
Well, and, you know, a lot of people, you fall away from the church, or people who even remain in the church, they're... access to Old Testament stories are from childhood, because even in worship services, we primarily focus on either the Gospels or the letters of Paul in the New Testament. There's not a lot of Old Testament stories in most churches, and so our ideas and our memories of these stories are from when we were 6, 7, 8 years old and haven't maybe really changed that much since then.
We, in children's ministry, we're currently doing a curriculum that's called The Bible in 1 Year. And so we are going back, and intentionally I chose it because we don't talk about these, you know, Old Testament stories as often. And so I think it's important to at least have some familiarization with that. But it's been very, very complicated to figure out how to tell. We recently did the story of Noah's Ark, and at one point, you know, a very young child said, "Wait, wait a minute.
What happened to all the other people who weren't on the boat?"
Wait a minute. Yeah. And so, and it's trying to figure out how to care for those that are hearing these stories, but also sharing what's going on, and that God used people in these amazing stories and incredible circumstances. And also, some of those are really hard to hear. So even if you just focus on Noah, there's a whole lot of that story, as we eventually will see as we talk about it, that you really need to talk about, that you can't just say it was cute animals. So it's hard.
The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God's doing in the world. We invite you to join us on Sunday morning for worship, traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11, simple worship in the chapel at 9:30. Visit our 1010 service in Walker Hall. We're a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize that we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on the faith journey. We seek to practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Explore our programs and upcoming events at www.universitychristian.org. Don't forget to stay connected with us on social media. And I think in any conversation with a group of people who have Bible stories they love, trying to see it as it is, as it is on the page of whatever translation of Scripture you're using, might seem uncomfortable if it... We're not willing, I think, as adults, to be surprised. What? I didn't know that was in there. Right. Look what God says here. Did God really say something like that?
Because my grandma told me this story, and I don't remember that part.
So as you're part of this conversation with us, and you're feeling, I've already had one conversation with a group of adults about a story in this series. And if you're feeling a little uncomfortable, if it seems like we're taking some liberties with the details of the story, you're illustrating what we're talking about here. That if we want to be sentimental and cling to some other person's interpretation of what actually is there on the page, we're not going to hear the full message of the story.
Right.
And these are all troubling stories, and I think we'll leave each of these sessions scratching our head and going, I don't know about that story. So it is difficult, and I'm glad to hear even struggling to have, we want to have a full diet of Scripture.
Right.
From beginning to end. And yet, if it's problematic, we wouldn't reuse Scriptures like this ever in a worship service.
Rarely, unless it's a special series or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even right out of the gate, at the beginning of Genesis, I mean, there's two accounts of the creation. And sort of like we do at Christmas time, we sort of mash them together to make one, you know,
homogenized
version.
Yeah.
But there are differences, big differences in those stories. And we have to wrestle with that if we want to increase our biblical literacy.
So Josh Scott encourages us to be curious, to just be curious. And, well, this is strange. And do you notice this detail here? And why did that happen in that order? That we bring our curiosity to the stories, that we let the story speak to us in the context in which we find them in Scripture, what was going on around before and after this particular story, and what were the people dealing with, and that we don't resist letting an ancient story speak to our world today. Mm-hmm. And that's a very rich gift that we would get from these stories.
But I also think two things can exist at one time. We can explore these stories as they're written on the pages of the scripture translation that we're using, and we can hold the sentimental feeling
sure.
that those stories have for us from childhood.
Yeah, identify that and give thanks. Give thanks for the people who taught us over our lifetimes, but also be open.
Yeah.
Be open to some surprises and some new meanings. And so tell me your favorite, in the Bible stories, one of your favorite heroes, without getting into the complications.
I always love the story of David and Goliath, this small child who took on this mighty giant. I mean, as a child, what an incredible, an incredible story of nobody else would do it. And
right.
he said,
right. I'll do it. Why are you guys hanging back
right.
here? Yes.
Why not?
He showed up all of his brothers. He
exactly.
stepped forward.
Exactly.
There's some humor in that
there
kind
is.
Of
the clothes that he wore
uh-huh.
and, nothing fit him. And so just to imagine that story.
It's a great story.
It is a great story. And there's a lot in that story. And it's a gruesome battle. And there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Continue to follow David's life, and there's a lot that goes on. And
I feel like I have pictures in my memory of that must have come from some Bible story
sure.
book.
Oh, certainly.
I can see the picture of mm-hmm. little bitty David standing in front of that giant. Yeah. Well, what about you? What's a favorite?
Well, this series of books, these blue Bible story books, this was my primary. I read these all the time when I was a kid.
Did you have them at home?
My grandmother had them. And then, as we've discussed before, they were at various dentist offices and doctor's offices.
Yes, we have discussed.
But there's a little short passage in Genesis about a man named Enoch who walked with God and didn't die. God took him. That's all it says. There's a whole chapter in this book about Enoch. And he was my hero because my goal was to be so good that I wouldn't have to die, that God would just...
Take I see
me.
Some remnants
like,
even now in your life. Shannon's always talking about stars in his crown. That's left over from Enoch. Isn't that a clue you didn't know until now?
It does help.
I always wondered about Shannon and all those stars he was working on. That is so funny. And that was your goal.
That was my goal, to be that good.
Second Enoch.
That I would not die, that God would just take me to heaven.
And when did you begin to think you weren't going to be able to avoid death? Or maybe you haven't thought that yet.
Let's not.
I don't know.
What? Let's wait.
Oh, no. Well, I really like the story, the Jericho story, Joshua. Mm-hmm. And I think it helps because there's a song that goes with it, just like there is about the dry bones coming together. So I like when something gets set to music and you can sing about it and see those pictures, that's pretty sci-fi.
I'm going to write a song about Enoch.
Yes, please do. And maybe before we finish this series, you can present it for our
yes.
audience so that we can hear.
Maybe I could sing it in church.
Oh my gosh. I think we
maybe ought to just take it slowly. Let's just keep it right.
With our family, our formation family.
Our formation family. Well, we encourage you. We would love to hear from you as well about your favorite stories. And we want to enter into this journey thankful for the saints who have taught us these stories and curious about what God will say to us through these stories in this particular context. And thankful for you. And we always encourage you to write to us at, what was it?
Formation. UCCFTW.com.
So send us an email. Let us know your favorite story. If you want the book, you can order it from Cokesbury. I believe that's right. Bible Stories for Grownups by Josh Scott. And we will be back in our next session with Noah and the Flood. And it will be an interesting conversation for sure. Thank you for being with us. And we will see you soon.
Disclaimer. Cokesbury is not a sponsor.
That's right.
Yet.
Take care.